Would you join me in a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilwoman Switzer, she's absent. Councilman
Pashinowski? Here.
Councilman Millay?
Here.
Council President
McTierney? Present.
Mayor Higgins?
Here. Thank you. So we have a quorum. No, that's all right. I'm just getting ahead of you. First item up would be the approval of executive session meeting minutes from February 7.
I will move those minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Regular session meeting minutes also from February 7. Any comments or edits?
No. Motion?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you again. And finally, executive session meeting minutes from February 28 of this year.
Dan has to abstain. I mean, not Dan. I'm sorry, Tom.
I will move those minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
I'll abstain.
And finally, the regular session meeting minutes from February 28. Comments, concerns, edits?
Motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Mr. Pochinowski. All right.
Abstaining.
That's all right. Excuse me. Thank you. First item up is the, I don't have to say the normal consent language because there's only one item. It's a refund of tax overpayment from Block 88, Lot 17 dash, dot 16, and Block 82.07, Lot 17. Comments, concerns?
I have none.
I'll make the motion on this one.
I'll second it.
Okay. Councilman Pashinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Millay?
Yes.
Council President McTierney?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And we are up for the first public comment session or section. We also have one. Sure, come on up. Just identify yourself. We also have a second comment session toward the end of the meeting. For those that might have any comments on our ordinance intro in particular.
Hi, my name is Ray Prosix. I live on Mountain View Court in Township. My concern is the stopping of the brush depository. You know, after, I'm sure you're right, you know, we haven't had electricity in Clinton Township because of trees coming down. Lots of trees down. A lot of people need to move brush away. And I was told to look at our website. I did. There's a bland statement due to DEP regulations.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what those regulations really are.
My apologies. We were going to have a discussion this evening with our administrator. He has contracted a stomach virus, and he is home tonight. So let's, you know, I got to table that until he's available.
Okay.
I've read the statute myself, the regulations. And I'm actually not sure myself the precise nature of the sort of the fatal stipulation.
Yeah.
You know, we meet many pieces of it. There is a stipulation whereby you can keep the stuff around for a year, which I don't think I don't know how to meet that myself. And I was hoping we'd have this kind of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I would also just, you know, mention that the current brush pile is, well, I'll back up. We have, in my estimation, just a horrible DPW garage. I've worked in many garages in a former life, and that one needs a lot of help, to say the least. And so we have plans to replace it as a precursor to actually doing something. We had what's called an LOI, or a letter of interpretation, done by DEP, which delineates the wetlands.
Okay.
The current brush pile's in the wetlands. So we have to find a new spot for it.
Yes.
And if you, in my time at Merck, we had a lot of land, and if people had a sense that you weren't watching that land, suddenly water heaters would appear out of nowhere. So we're concerned about, I mean, they filled a couple of dumpsters in a weekend. It was unbelievable. But anyway, so we're concerned about where we move it. That's another part of the discussion. So just give us a little bit of time, and at the next council meeting, I think we'll have a fulsome discussion.
I remember during, after Sandy, you know, we used Bum Park, and I realized that was the winter.
Yeah.
You can't use Bum Park now, you know, with the people, activities going on there. I'm sorry?
There is one location on the website that you could bring it to. Uh-huh. And also a lady said that she would take any wood, burnable wood, and her cell phone number is on the website.
I've got 6 acres in the township, but I've got big trees down. You know, I like to do things myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be prohibitive, you know, to me to trail it over to where that facility is. Whereas a township, I'd like to stay in the township if I could, just for ease. The regulation, because I'd like somebody with a lot more expertise than I have to read that and see if they could interpret it for me.
Let's see. I've got, this will just take a second. Get your pencil out and I'll.
Got it.
Faster than me. I just have to get this email.
So I remember the town of Clinton when they wanted to have the brush burning, you know, for the. You know, their statement was due to DEP regulations, we can't have a brush fire this year, a Christmas tree fire, you know.
Yeah, Janice.
That changed.
Janice Mayor Kovacs did a fine job arguing that. And she's a very good arguer, I would say. Hang on, I just have to find this nice woman's name. Ah, here we go. It's going to be NJAC. It's 7:26A-1.4.
Okay.
A3. This is like an ending.
1.4.
It's 7:26A dash 1.4.
Right.
It looks like paragraph A, section 3.
Okay.
And I've read the most of this in its entirety, and Jesse really is more versed in this.
Mm-hmm.
He and
our
DPW supervisor have been talking about this for a bit.
Right.
And there's some concern that, I believe the nature of the concern is, if you have the stuff around for more than a year, besides where to put it, you then turn into a recycling facility and you've got to go out there and turn stuff over. And so it sounds a little complicated. And
we used to grind it up quite often on the township garage, several times a season. And I notice now it's just sitting and sitting and sitting, you know?
Yeah, you bring in a tub grinder and it just, you know, destroys the stuff. So so we do need to have a good conversation on why we can't and how we might be able to.
Yeah, all right.
So we don't provide too many services, as all of our taxpayers
know. I don't want to get into that, but...
Right, well, we had a similar debate before as mayor about, picking up leaves and things, and there were more than a few upset taxpayers, as I understand it, so we would discontinue this with great reluctance.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Put into it. Appreciate it.
Okay. I don't know what the landscape is of the 6 acres, but I have a little bit less than 3.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get older, I designated a spot where I put all my brush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably in violation of the DEP, but it's close. I don't have to go in a car or anything like that. It works for me.
Yeah.
What does your wife say about that? My wife says, get it out.
She never goes back there. She never goes back there.
Yes.
Well,
I could haul it. I could haul it. That's not a problem. I mean, I've got big, 40-foot trees that are down after the storm.
Yeah, but I remember, though, even after the Hurricane Sandy, we weren't accepting branches greater than
6 inches
size.
6 inches,
yeah. There's only so much that grinder can grind.
Yeah. Sure, I understand.
There might be a tree company that wants it for firewood.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
Approach this avenue first before I do fit anything else.
Understand.
Thank you.
Sure. Please. Rich.
Yes.
Rich Shaw. Rich is the chair of our open space committee.
I'm right now just here. It says Richard Shaw, Two Pine Tree Drive. And just another question. That's a really good point about the brush ordinance. It looked so innocent on the website, and it is going to be a big issue. I don't want to tell you what I do with my brush, Tom. So
same thing I do, right?
Yeah.
You burn it.
It looks like where they put Darth Vader to burn. No.
Yeah.
But there is a larger issue here, which is that to the east, west, north, and south, we've got the Emerald Ash Borer closing in, and you hear rumors of it. I know they're making plans over at the state park. I've spoken to the person running that. But the township is going to have massive amounts of dead trees that are going to have to be taken down and handled. And I'm wondering whether the DEP or whether there's any, is this something we just handle it when it comes, or is there any effort that can be taken to more proactively plan for what we're going to do with a huge amount of deadfall around the township?
So, I mean, if it's on private property, I think it's typically a private responsibility. I know that I had an ash tree that wasn't subject to Emerald Ash Borer. It was just diseased and old on its own. Mm-hmm. And I had that removed myself because I thought it was a hazard. It was hanging over the road. I probably could have had JCP&L take it, but I paid and had it removed. Mm-hmm. And especially if the ash get quite big. So if we're just talking about branches, it's one thing, but when you start to get into trunks and
so
I think that's this beyond the capabilities of our DEP.
Yeah, the ordinance, the change from the DEP is going to make it more difficult for citizens to handle it.
Yeah.
And I think that the chair of the Open Space Committee is also thinking about what's going to happen with the about 6 square miles of open space we have here that have tons of ash trees on it. We're going to have a huge disposal problem. So. Okay, so
that's
so thanks.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to sort of
yeah, that's
that
the, not the private land you're talking about.
Yeah,
agreed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a coming issue for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else for the first comment session? All right, we'll move on to reports. And
I have nothing to report since 2 weeks ago, other than the fact that one of our very old residents, Sandy Glassman in Hook Mountain Estates, passed away on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 95, led a good life, was very generous to the community, both Clinton Township and Hunterdon County. And that's why I'm wearing a suit, actually. I went to the funeral today. But he was a good man. I just want to recognize that.
That's a loss.
Oh, yeah.
Amazingly generous in every dimension.
We were supposed to have a finance committee meeting last Wednesday, which was postponed due to yet another spring snowstorm. So I really don't have anything to report myself. However, in Councilwoman Switlick's absence, I have a report from her with regard to, I believe, the North Hunterdon and Voorhees School District's meeting and their preliminary budget. Their 2018-2019 preliminary budget was approved unanimously the morning of March 20th. The local tax levy will increase by 2%. The budget now goes to the county office for approval, and the public hearing is scheduled for April 24th. And that is all that I've got for the time being.
Okay. We had a not voluminous comments here, but we had some good things happen last week. I'll do planning board first. As folks may or may not know, the township has entered into an agreement with Verizon to put up a cell tower right over there. Mm-hmm. And the hope is that this will eliminate or at least moderate that hole in cell coverage. As you come down the hill on Reservoir Road, you know, past Round Valley, at least AT&T.
Verizon, like mine drops old.
Yeah. So, and it's a $35,000 per year income to the township direct, undiluted by school or county taxes. And there's a proviso if additional tenants co-locate their antenna on the cell tower, that we would get 50% of the rent. So a good thing in terms of tax income without any taxpayer paying to the township. The planning board looked at that and opined that it was not inconsistent with the master plan. And with that statement, I think it allows us to, you know, go ahead and proceed. Yep. So that's a good thing. The planning board also, they had provided final approval, site plan approval, to the Beaver Avenue Affordable Housing Project, 66 units on Beaver Avenue at the corner of Austin Hill. Some weeks back, the resolution was voted on and approved. That's the final planning board action for that development this past Monday evening. Monday and Tuesday mornings, we had a fairness hearing, which is basically a trial at the courthouse in Somerville. It was an opposed fairness hearing on our overall affordable housing plan, or contested hearing. There was a individual that wanted to put up somewhere between 400 and 500, a mix of market rate and affordable units, just north of Allerton Road and just west of Route 31 on a 94-acre tract with a lot of wetlands and other environmental features on it. So they opposed us in court. The judge found their arguments meritless and on Friday issued an opinion approving our settlement agreement with Fair Share Housing, which includes Beaver Avenue project I just spoke of. That's a catch-up project from our previous obligations. In terms of new projects, it's a 100% municipally sponsored project on the Marukian Tract, 6 acres of that on Route 31 South, an 89-unit project on the Lecompte Tract, its 40-acre parcel on Route 31 North. It's about, what would I say, like,
right across the road,
800 feet that way, and an additional inclusionary project on 108 Alton Place. It's the very last lot in the Beaverbrook development before you hit Clinton Town. It's a 16-acre parcel, and that'll be a mix of market rate and affordable. And finally, a 400-unit inclusionary development on 155-acre Headley parcel, which is just over the railroad tracks and up the hill in Annandale Village. That's about a 400-unit project with 104 affordable units and 296 market rate units, apartments, and some townhouses. So the judge felt that our plan was practical and offered a significant possibility to develop the affordable housing obligation that we have, which is 337 units looking forward to 2025. The forward-looking part covers 1999 to 2025. Looking back, the Beaver Avenue project and a portion of the Marukian project satisfy our previous obligations of amounting to 355 units. So it was I think it's fair to say it was a resounding victory for the township. The judge's comments were critical of the people that opposed us, and I don't know, it was a good session. I think our land use attorney, John Drill, did a fine job.
Excellent job
defending the township and showing who that developer was. It's the same developer or intervener that had intervened in the Clinton Township matter, so we share that. Clinton Town, excuse me. Darn it. So,
did you see the deal they got with him now?
I haven't heard of the latest. I assume
Music Hall property. He's building 14 age-restricted affordable housing units. Town doesn't have to do it.
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
All right, good for them.
It's good to hear.
But I think on the whole, between the settlement agreement and the fairness hearing and the outcome of that, and the recent decision by the Mercer judge and some of the obligations that other towns have to fulfill based on that, I think our approach has been proven out to be the most responsible and effective for the township.
Here, here. I definitely. You know, we were able to locate the projects where we felt they would have the least impact on established neighborhoods in the township. And we were also able to provide a mix of inclusionary developments where you expand the footprint because there's a significant number of market rate units. But you have to strike a balance between municipally sponsored projects, which can cost the town a lot of money. Getting the proper financing is highly competitive, and we have that good mix, I think. For instance, that large project I mentioned, the 400-unit development on Headley, the land has already been cleared, the roads are in, and the place is graded. So it was originally approved for large homes, which most of us know is there's not a great market for new large homes in the township or in this part of New Jersey, for that matter.
Or old large homes, for that matter.
As one who's going to downsize one of these years, yeah.
I think it's important to note, too, in talking to people, that we're entering into all of these agreements due to the state Supreme Court's decision that each municipality must either do that or subject themselves to the court's decision, which would be significantly different, most probably, than the discount we got on a week.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we moved into Highlands in June of 2015, which is a big step in reducing our obligation. As I said, looking forward, the obligation is 337. Other towns, you see numbers like 1,500. Princeton is in the 700 range. And what was the one with 3,000? I'm trying to remember that.
Time. South Brunswick.
Yeah, Brunswick.
Thank you. So on a comparative scale, I think the town has done very well. And we've got projects that are located in spots that don't disturb the fundamental nature of the town. You know, people appreciate the view sheds, the hills, open farmland, and all of these projects are in locations where they're pretty much insulated from surrounding neighborhoods. So a lot of hard work involved in that. And we have an awful lot of work. Now that we're done with that hearing, we are next faced with what's called a compliance hearing. Basically to prove to the judge we're actually going to do what we said we would do. That comes up in about 4 to 5 months. And we've got five and a half pages of activities for the planning board.
Very challenging timeline.
Council, our planners, our attorneys. So we have an awful lot of hard work for these volunteer boards. So, but it's like Churchill said once upon a time, it's not the beginning of the end, but at least it's the end of the beginning. So lots more stuff coming down the pike. So that's my report.
Sure. I attended the Board of Ed meeting, and like many municipal meetings, it can be a tad mundane. This one, of course, opened up with something that was a little bit entertaining, as we have some very, very talented young people in the township. And what they opened up with, I guess, is they had a competitive debate on energy. And they had four different groups, two kids in each group. And one group took natural gas, one solar, one geothermal, one petroleum. And their debate one is which one of these would be best for the township. And some of the ideas these young people presented were just really, really good and really on top of things. So they presented each one of their positions, and they argued back why it was good. They challenged one another. I don't think we saw the whole debate at the beginning of this meeting, but it really gives you a lot of confidence in the young people that are coming up to continue in the good traditions of Clinton Township, especially in the high schools and some of the wonderful people we've seen there. Then they got into a number of the mundane articles within the Board of Ed that you have to go through, no matter where you are, and you approve some things and you talk about some others, and they talked about, as they did at the regional board, is the new budget. Their new budget is going to have a general tax levy increase of 1.5%. That's going to be a tax levy increase of $347,177,000. That's to the taxpayers of Clinton Township. The overall net increase on the budget is $188,000. The difference, or the reason that the taxpayers are being hit with some more, is some of their funding sources or their revenue sources are declining and will not be at the same level. Also interesting note is that the superintendent got up and presented the numbers for attendance, and their numbers are going down again next year. They're a little over 1,200 this year. Next year, they're going to be a little bit under 1,200. So the school district continues to have a declining enrollment. Looks like that'll be going on for the next couple of years. I think even with the additions of the construction we're talking about here, that's going to have minimal of any impact.
Stem the tide, I think that's about it. We'll stem the tide, I think that's about it.
I'm not even sure it's going to do that, but it has that possibility. But
doing another demographic study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just $2,500 more for the same grade.
Yeah. Bill jumped in there with that, but they are going to be doing another demographic study. I think that has to do with the affordable housing impacts to 100%. Bring that in. As I know that Dr. Gripe, who is the one who did the last one, which was 3 years ago, took into some of the growth projections for the township, mm-hmm. but all of the growth projections that we're looking at now are not included. Having been on the Board of Education for 4 years and during that study, I know we had planned to look at having another study done in 2020. So it's probably just as appropriate to be doing that in 2018, 2019 to see what the impacts are there. The committee that's looking at a school closing did not meet. So they've got some work to do in front of them. I'm sure they're going to wait for this demographic study to do much more. That's pretty much my report. You did the planning board, so.
Quickest report we've had from Jesse. Yeah.
Please. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, Brian didn't really give me much, but I jotted a few things down. Tomorrow, most importantly, Paul Bates, last thing.
Oh.
So we are doing, I have the guys, we're going to attempt our first walkout ceremony. So it's at 2 o'clock, if you'd like to attend, maybe get here a little 20 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see how it works out. Hopefully the weather kind of holds out. I know it's supposed to rain, but traditionally a walkout is, it's just walk, Lance the guy here, he walks out to the car and various law enforcement agencies. Rescue squad, fire department will be here and stuff like that. So it should be an interesting day, to say the least. April 1st, we're starting the crackdown, driving crackdown, drive, you text, you pay grant. It's a federal grant.
Good.
Basically, anything moving violations, you're on your phone, stuff like that. We're supposed to issue tickets. And finally, Detective Ash is working on the background check for the new hire. The guy from the last time, he was the third on the list. So we'll see what happens. Barring any major disasters, mm-hmm. he should be hired.
So. Okay. It sounds like the two new guys are working out.
Yes. Both of them are great. One had some experience, so he's moving a little faster than the other one. But they should be done. Actually, Josh should be done probably by another 2 days, like off FTL on his own. The other one, a little bit longer. He's just not really, he's new.
Yep.
He's never done this before. So I give him probably another 2 weeks, and he should be on his own. Good. So generally, it's about a three-month training process. So.
Good. Very good.
It's working out well.
Sounds good.
Good guys.
I was picking my daughter up over north the other day, and there are a couple of state trooper cars out there, and I see they're visiting the school with some frequency.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going to go on with this, the class 3 thing that we're doing now, but it seems like a good thing. Everybody's excited. We got about 12 people brought their applications back.
Okay.
Seems like some pretty good guys. It's a couple retired troopers, larger agencies, so we got some good applications, so we'll see what happens there.
Just, just for the public, a class 3 officer is a retired police officer who would come back and work on an hourly basis without benefits to, patrol the schools, the school safety officers. So North and Voorhees are looking at heading
some. Seems to be warm now. I mean, everybody's starting to really scramble and go to it. It's a good idea.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So we are up now to the introduction of an ordinance, and I'll read it by title. Excuse me. It's ordinance, let's see, the meeting minute says 1111-10, but it's 1111-18.
I didn't get my
new one. Oh, all right. I'm still working off your first one.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, Township of Clinton, ordinance number 1111-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 4 of the Code of the Township of Clinton to implement the results of the November 7, 2017 public referendum regarding the Clinton Township Open Space Trust Fund and the purposes for which the fund may be utilized. And This was a ballot question up at the general election, which was approved by the voters, about a 60-40%, you know, kind of a margin. Before this change, we were allowed to spend up to 12.5% of the open space tax revenue, which runs about $430,000 a year. It's a two-penny tax, on maintenance. There was no allowance or provision for us to improve public lands, a bridge over the creek into Windy Acres, for instance. That would have to come out of normal township funds. And, of course, normal township funds are difficult to get. So the proposition that was presented to the voters was one in which we would be allowed to spend up to 50% for the maintenance and improvement of access to public lands. So the public would get to enjoy, you know, the thesis is if we can improve public access, public use, the public will have more enjoyment out of the lands that we pay tens of millions of dollars for. So that was approved. Like I said, it was approved. This is the enabling ordinance. In 2 weeks' time, or at the next council meeting, we would be up for second reading and adoption of the ordinance. So,
and the public hearing.
Of course, yeah, the public hearing goes along with that.
It just fulfills the will of the people, as they expressed during the referendum, so I'll move introduction.
Second.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilman
Millay?
Yes.
Council President
McTiernan?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And the hard part of the night, paying the bills.
Do we have to?
Yeah. The school board will be after us if we don't.
We will.
Any comments, questions, or concerns about the bills? I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. Yes.
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 Yes. And we're now up to the second public comment period. Well, this guy's a regular pest, but come on up anyway.
Hey, we've got involved with this.
I've already identified. I do apologize for. I had to bring up the Emerald Ash Borer. Sorry. I just wanted for the Clinton Township Open Space Advisory Committee, this ordinance is being put into play today, and with the April 11th thing, I think it's a really good news thing. As you said, it was voted in by a very high margin, and there's a clear need to get more maintenance done and development of some of the properties we have here. And there still will be purchases. There are some strategic things that are probably going to have to be considered this year and next year. But, you know, that said, we're already working, and we actually were able to provide some input to the wording in the ordinance, which the township did accept, and that really helps a lot in terms of how we feel we can work with this. And we have a review of it tomorrow evening, actually. And we also are already working with the township, Jesse and Mayor Higgins, on a number of line items for significant and sustainable maintenance and development plans on some of the most important properties in the township. So we're taking advantage of it already. Just wanted to thank you for getting this going.
Didn't expect this.
Well, while you're sitting there, thank you very much.
I would have worn my better sweatshirt.
You're out there clearing brush, I know.
Yes, that's true.
But I think it is important to note that the improvements that we're going to see to our open space aren't going to be possible without the efforts and support of the Open Space Committee and the volunteers that we've got working in all of our committees in the township. And I think this provides a really good opportunity, as you said, to make some headway.
And I really think that in terms of the where this township goes and its attractiveness in the overall area, our open space is an under used asset right now that we can take better advantage of.
And not well understood either, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
The general population doesn't really recognize where our open space properties are, what they can do with them. So.
People don't know that these properties are there, even when they are adjacent to them. Yeah. So we got to get that going.
I would personally like to thank Mr. Shaw, all my kidding aside, for you've done a marvelous job revitalizing that committee, and hopefully between your leadership and some money that we can now spend on stuff. We're gonna see a blossoming of public access and public use of these lands.
Right.
So thank you, Rich.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Anyone else? I don't see any movement out there. This is a 35-minute meeting.
See what happens when Jesse isn't here. Make sure you know. Yeah. He's not here. The meeting goes a lot quicker.
In that case,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And thank you all for coming out. I mean, it's...